Uncle Phil and Aunt Phyllis started speaking again, finally. They're not exactly newlyweds. When they met, Phil was a Vietnam War protester in D.C., and Phyllis was there marching for women's rights. She set fire to her bra outside the hotel where they both happened to be staying. The flame spread to some debris, starting a chain reaction that caused the evacuation of the place. For Phil, it was love at first sight. They married and tried in vain to have children. Boy, did they try. Their attempts were sometimes so feverish and rowdy that they were often evicted. It was around this time that they switched from dogs to cats, as Phyllis's dog kept thinking that Phil was hurting her and would jump on the bed and bite Phil on the ass as they went at it like wild pigs in heat. Eventually, they adopted little Chang, but he wasn't much of a talker. Later still, during those zany Jimmy Carter years, they, as folks with good intentions sometimes do, moved to Florida to be closer to Phil's family. Unfortunately, within 6 months, all of Phil's family there died and they were left stranded in that godforsaken place. Phyllis always said that she loved living near the water, but I don't think she's actually seen the beach in at least 22 years. Between her migraines and psoriasis, the sun has lost all its appeal. Chang got a full scholarship to some almost Ivy League school and was never seen again. Phyllis is a secretary for a very rich but mysterious Floridian that she likes to hint works for the mob. Phil worked his 9-to-5 daily grind until that massive coronary. Now he just sits around and eats, no doubt hoping to finish the job that medical science interfered with. Phyllis likes to eat too, adding a good 150 pounds to her frame. Phyllis does still love her liberal causes. She once got so worked up watching President Clinton speak that she defied her menopause and began menstruating uncontrollably for 16 days straight. She ended up in the emergency room in the National Enquirer. For Phil, all of this is just proof that the end is near and good riddance. Last Saturday, he passed an entire 12-pound Thanksgiving turkey out his ass. For about 46 hours, it had been lodged somewhere in his small intestine, and he refused to go to the hospital. Friday evening, he began dilating. Saturday morning, the water broke. Phyllis always hated that living room rug, and now she's getting a new one. Reagan was first elected in 1980, Phil and Phyllis and young Chang all retreated into an abyss of New Age religion and philosophy. They hoped they could perhaps mantra him out of office. But it was around 1983 when Phil started having chest pains, and on November of the next year, Phyllis was mortified to find out that the man she had married and loved for 14 years had voted against the Mondale ticket. It was only a matter of time before they were sleeping in separate bedrooms and eating their breakfast in near silence. Phil began listening to talk radio all day and night and would quote it to her whenever she walked by. Phyllis had a brief but meaningless affair with a golf caddy named El Camino that she met at Publix. Phil, it's been said, hasn't had an erection since 1985, but he did buy a really fast convertible and can be heard playing Don Henley tapes at full volume as he squeals around the curves of their suburban cul-de-sac. Now on election years, Phyllis volunteers for the most liberal candidates. She clocks miles and miles on her ragged-out Volvo, putting signs all over the countryside. Phil put a W sticker next to his NRA sticker, but his car is otherwise immaculate. He has been known to spend days on end at his computer sending email after email to friends and relatives. On Election Day Eve, Phyllis made Phil his favorite casserole, laced with enough Xanax to leave him comatose for at least 3 days. Phil, however, was suspicious and fed most of it to their cats, rendering them all unconscious for a week and a half. He retaliated by hiding her dentures and rearranging the wires to the distributor cap on her 87 wagon. He left for the polling place at the crack of dawn, leaving her still snoring on the Tempur-Pedic. In the end, they always successfully cancel each other's vote. They'll stay up all night watching the returns on separate TV sets. And when her candidate eventually concedes, she will eat the rest of the leftover casserole herself, hoping to sleep through the next 4 years. But by Thursday, she'll be back at work with a pharmaceutical hangover and a bad case of indigestion.